The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Jerome Kern, Roberta, μέρος δεύτερο.
Works okay, for it makes a nifty spark, which I think you will remark, keeps on working while we park.
What a chance a fella takes, for she has everything but breaks. He's on a
hot spot, no matter what spot, you're on if you're with me. There'll be no gunman, but there'll be one man who'll lose his dignity. You've got blues, lose them, heavy shoes, lose them, shirt and tie, let them fly. You're on a hot spot, no matter what spot, you're on if you're with me.
Οι περισσότεροι ίσως θυμούνται τη Ρομπέρτα ως μια ασπρόμαυρη ταινία με τον Fred Astaire και τη Ginger Rogers, όχι ως Broadway musical. Επίσης, κάποιοι ίσως έχουν συνδέσει το Jerome Kern αποκλειστικά με το Showboat. Κι όμως, ο συνθέτης αυτός έντυσε πάνω από 100 μουσικά έργα με πάνω από 700 τραγούδια του. Τυχαίνει όμως, όπως βλέπετε, κάποιες φορές ένα τραγούδι να ξεχωρίζει τόσο που να γίνεται πιο γνωστό και από το συνθέτη του. Στην περίπτωσή μας, ένα τραγούδι που πρώτο ακούστηκε μεν στη Ρομπέρτα, αλλά ταξίδεψε πέρα από τα σύνορα του Broadway, κατακτώντας τις καρδιές των ακροατών παγκοσμίως κάθε φορά που μπαίνει καπνός στα μάτια τους, ή μάλλον κάθε φορά που τα μάτια βγάζουν καπνό από τον έρωτα. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be
That's just it. When a fellow feels about a girl as I do about Sophie, he's not blinded by any smoke. What did I do with my hat?
Why, you sap. You got it on.
Why, I have not.
It's over there, on the other dummy.
Which means, I suppose, that where women are concerned, I have a lot to learn.
Oh, don't worry, old boy. With Sophie on the job, you'll be a Solomon in no time.
Oh, not a Solomon. John is so satisfied with his Sophie, he'd never be a polygamist.
How would you like to go to the devil?
Well, I'd love it, if she's willing.
I've never known a girl to turn you down.
I owe it all to life, boy.
Well, so long.
Think we made John angry?
Well, your proverb didn't make a hit with him.
I didn't think it would.
Truth hurts.
Only when you recognize it.
Well, that helps some. Do you know any more proverbs?
I hadn't finished this one. I'm afraid it's just as well. I could never have finished it with him around.
Hmm? What is it?
So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride,
I've known it for a long time.
What?
I know how you feel about him. And it burns me up just as it did that day at the fashion show when the boys were crooning about purple-hued throne rooms. You stood there looking for all the world like a real princess. And he turned his back on you. But don't worry. You'll win out yet. In America, we also have a proverb. Love is like hash. You have to have confidence to enjoy it.
So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am
I've never had a Dutch uncle.
I'll be your Dutch uncle.
And will you teach me how to talk?
Will I? Here's how the girls I know go after what they want. They fix a man with a compelling eye and say, now that you've got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me or is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till we're wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of fall and glad you fell? Kiss and never tell, folly and farewell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
I could never learn to talk like my Dutch uncle.
Oh, sure you could. Try it. Now that you've got me going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me?
Sure, it's up to you. What kind of game is this we've begun?
Was it done just for fun?
We have necked till we're wrecked.
What is this necked business? Is that something bad?
No, very good.
You could tell me.
I could show you.
Much better if you tell me.
Neck means to park, pet, canoodle, a cuddle, hug.
Ah, I see, but why the neck?
Oh, American necking has no anatomical limits.
Shocking.
Nothing is shocking if done to music. Come on.
Now that you've got me going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me?
Sure, it's up to you. What kind of game is this we've begun?
Was it done just for fun?
I suspect you'd be wrecked if I answered you quite. quite direct.
Is this to be a case of fall and glad you fell? Kiss and never tell.
Folly and farewell.
Which is it gonna be?
Don't like gin, don't like sin.
Wife?
No thanks. A wife would make a mess of your bright young life.
There, you see? In there, they say it's perfect for me. Hello, Billy. What do you think of it?
It's a knockout.
And you were so sure it would not become me.
I was afraid it was too long-waisted.
But I am long-waisted.
Oh, you're that long-waisted girl, all right. And Mademoiselle has been very short-sighted.
I was wrong. It does become you. It brings out in you something elegantly sensuous.
You know, Sophie, from here it feels as though you had nothing on.
Get hot, smoke up.
What do you mean, smoke up?
And bring tears to my eyes.
Can you move in it?
Lovely to dance in. Dance with me, Billy.
Oh. Well, it's a little too formal to wear to tease.
To tease who?
John?
I hope.
You sure you like it?
It's great.
Huck, it's not too long, is it?
Oh, long dresses don't bother me. I've got a good memory.
Your dress is comfortable, Mademoiselle.
Thanks.
Sophie, you don't know it, but this is a great moment in my life.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to boast about it to my grandchildren, the nasty little brats.
I can't wait until John sees me.
Wait until Ripley sees you.
The devil.
What?
He's got that pest with him.
Pest? Sharvanka? I wonder if you think she's such a pest as you make out.
Let's have dinner somewhere else.
No, I want to stay here.
Good evening, sir.
Martinis and make 'em double. John, we're going to stay. Take my wrap. John? John, what are you staring at?
That dress.
Isn't it a knockout?
It's the worst thing I ever saw.
Are you going to start that again?
Who sold it to you?
Stephanie. She said it fit me perfectly.
Oh, she did she?
Which proves you're wrong, as usual.
I'm sorry I said anything, Sophie. Look, it isn't your fault.
What do you mean, it isn't my fault?
That the firm sold you an unbecoming dress. You send it back.
I will not send it back. It's beautiful. You know about clothes. You only make yourself ridiculous when you talk about them.
I know enough about clothes to order that thing out of our line.
Because now you think you know all about Paris and hobnobbing with the aristocracy. Now that you're having an affair with that Polish wildcat, Sharvanka...
Oh, shut up, Sophie!
I won't shut up! You're in love with her. I saw it at the showing the other day. I heard her call you her Samson. And I saw her kiss you.
I couldn't help that!
Oh. Of course not, you puny, anemic little dwarf. You let her kiss you, and you liked it.
Two martinis. Double.
Thanks. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
It's a lot of nonsense. Now, let me take you home.
No. I'll go home, and I'll go alone.
Fine. Suit yourself.
What? You'd let me?
Sure, I'd let you.
That just proves what I've been saying. You don't give a damn about me. This dressmaking business has gone to your head. With its models and designers.
Now, you leave Stephanie out of this.
Oh, so that's where the shoe pinches.
She's a fine girl. I'm sore at her for letting you take that piece of underwear for a dress. And I'll tell her so. But I won't have you insulting her.
So, This little partner is a partner in more ways than one.
I only wish it were true.
What?
She's going to marry a prince.
Huh.
Well, I think Ladislaw is a prince. But she's crazy about him.
Or else it might be you.
I haven't a chance.
And I suppose if you had, you'd take it?
Yes, if you want to know the truth. And now that we're getting down to cases, here's something else I might as well tell you. You've bawled me out for the last time. I've stood for all your nagging and criticizing because I thought it was cute coming from such a little snip. And because I thought I loved you.
Oh, you thought you loved me?
Yes. And what a sap you've made of me.
Huh, it didn't take much effort.
You'll make a sap of any man who'll let you.
Give me my rap. And let me tell you, don't you ever come crawling back to me again because I'm through. Through, do you hear me?
Sure, I thought you said you were through.
I am.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you are, my lad. So glad you've come. And where is Miss Teal? I thought I heard her.
I'm afraid you did.
Ah, a misunderstanding?
No, a complete understanding.
Good. Then we can dine.
No, thanks a lot, but I'm going too.
I'll tell you where you should be going, to that party at Roberta's. Stephanie was frightfully hurt at your not turning up.
Oh, I'm going to her party. I've got a bone to pick with her.
You're sure you won't have a spot of dinner first?
Of course he will. Darling, be an angel and tell them dinner for three. I'll wait here.
Right, dear lady. I won't be long.
It won't take long.
Really, Madame Charvenka?
Why don't you call me Clementina? All my intimates do.
All your intimates?
Yes. All those who know me well enough to know about my intimate life.
Well, really, Madame Nunez?
I mean, my family life. You see, Nunez is only my married name. I'm Polish. I have been married more than once. Several times more than once.
Well, I must be going.
But no! See, you have not finished. Please stay to dinner. I love the way Joseph plays. Listen to him. You know it?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Come on, whisper it to me.
I'm not in the whispering mood. I want to yell.
Shall I tell them to stop?
No, I like the music. It's very quieting.
Such a lovely speaking voice. You should be able to sing.
It's terrible.
Come on, very softly. My love for you has slayed me and laid me so long. Just what it was that made me surrender, I don't know.
A fierce non-puritanic volcanic hot glow, impossible to live in. 'Twas that which made me give in. Something's got to happen, so let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I am hot to do. Don't let's be caught napping, for it was fate that happened to pick on me, and that made me happen to pick on you.
Something's got to happen, so let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I have got to do.
Don't let's be unhappy, for it was fate that happened to pick on me, and that made me happen to pick on you.
I know she's nuts about you. Now that you've got her going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me?
Sure, it's up to you. What kind of game is this you've begun?
It was done.
just for fun.
You have necked till you're wrecked. Won't you tell her what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, bliss or what the hell? Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin. Motto is and always will be, don't ask me not to sing. I've simply got to sing in two or three, four time. Always I'm entertaining. We've waited oh so long, we felt so low so long. Desires to vocalize, recognize, no restraining. Maybe you will view our efforts with pain. Even so, you'll know we cannot refrain. There's not a thing about for us to sing about, but that's no reason we won't furnish you a song. I want you to meet Bing Crosby, Ruth Etting, Ethel Merman, Rudy Valley, Morton Downey, Arthur Tracy, the street singer, and Helen Morgan.
Why was I born with a song in my heart? On most every occasion, with little persuasion, I find that a ballad's about to start.
With carols gay, my paths are strewn. For whatever I'm doing, I'm sure to be brewing a dear little ditty or tinkling tune.
Don't ask me not to sing, I've simply got to sing. In two or three, four time, always I'm entertaining.
And you can fetcherize that when I fletcherize a juicy steak or chop, I don't stop my refraining.
Afternoon I croon and sing in the dark. Carolina moon, keep shining, shining on the one who waits for me.
In my tub I scrub and sing like a lark. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. And with my rhythmic towel, I rub in gaily howl. There's not a thing I do I don't do with a song.
Melody soft and low, melody loud and strong. Melody sends this wet and dripping, daily dipping world along.
One day is done, and my prayers are said.
She's got rhythm, she's got rhythm.
I am chirping some one-steps or popular fun steps that tickle my toes when I go to bed.
When dawns the day with rainbow hues, while putting my pants on, I yodel a chanson. Hi-ho, everybody. Or syncopate sadly the breakfast blues.
Don't ask me not to sing, I've simply got to sing. In two or three, four time, always I'm entertaining.
parks on benches there. I sing to wenches there. And though we may get wet, we do it while it's raining.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
I wish I could find a tree.
Okay,
no, stop. Down, boy. No, stop it. Stop it.
Melody soft and low. Melody loud and strong. Melody sends this old melodic, idiotic, old burlesque, old May Westy.
Come up and see me sometime.
World along. Melody soft and melody loud and strong. Melody sends this diatonic, microphonic world along. Melody soft and low. Melody loud and strong. Melody sends this
harvest crooning, Crosby crooning.
Netting, sweet rudetting.
Song determined, Ethel Merman.
Tin Pan Alley, Hooty Valley.
Quirrell Clown and Morton Downhead.
Sweet Pipe Organ, Palatorgy.
World Along.
And now, we have a little surprise for you. Stephanie and Ladislaw will sing a duet from Shardosky's opera, The Last Night. Inside the palace, we hear music. Outside, the peasant girl, Natasha, is waiting for her lover, Volodya.
John, isn't she lovely?
I'll say so.
Have wandered hand in hand throughout a happy
Swedish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just smile and say emphatically,
not this season, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
And so what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup.
I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Πολλές οι διασκευές της Ρομπέρτα, τόσο για τη σκηνή όσο και για τη μικρή και τη μεγάλη οθόνη. Το «I Won't Dance» που μόλις ακούσαμε προστέθηκε ως τραγούδι στην κινηματογραφική ταινία του 1935 από ένα άλλο παλαιότερο σόου του Kern, τις τρεις αδελφές που δεν είχαν μεγάλη επιτυχία στην εποχή τους. Έκτοτε, μαζί με το «Lovely to look at», συμπεριλαμβάνονται σε όλες τις αναβιώσεις της Ρομπέρτα. Το remake της ταινίας μάλιστα το 1952 πήρε τον τίτλο του τραγουδιού «Lovely to look at». Ακολούθησαν τηλεοπτικές παραγωγές μέσα στη δεκαετία του 50 και του 60 για να περάσουμε σε μια περίοδο λήθης για το έργο, ώσπου το 2014 οι Larry Moore και Rob Berman το διασκευάζουν εκ νέου και το αναβιώνουν μέσα από μια ηχογράφηση με Βρετανούς, Αμερικανούς αλλά και Ιρλανδούς καλλιτέχνες. Αυτήν που απολαμβάνουμε και εμείς σήμερα.
Remember, something simple now.
Simple nothing. Now's your chance to knock his eye out.
I couldn't be so cruel.
Where's that blackened sherry, Charmeuse?
Too warm.
Voila, this white with diamonds.
Neige sur la lune?
What does that mean?
Snow underneath the moon.
Too cold.
I know. Get her undressed. I'll be back in a minute. The key to the storage vault. Do you mind if I use it?
It's in my desk, where I always keep it.
Oh, thank you.
But whatever do you want in the storage vault at this hour of the night?
Don't give yourself any trouble. I'll be back in a minute.
How about this one? I wore it at the showing. Devastating.
No, I haven't the figure for it.
Well, it takes some figure.
Stephanie?
John. Go away.
Huck said you wanted to see me.
I did.
You don't seem to like Sophie.
From the day she announced her engagement to you, that day at our showing I met her. And every day since I've seen you together. Taking her for rides, then ordering lunches for two. Sole with white sauce. And I adore sole. And duck and orange souffle. Perhaps you think it's fun always to be making dresses for other women to wear and eat orange souffle. Well, it's not. It breaks one's heart.
Is that why you made up your mind to marry Ladislav?
It helped.
Gee, what an ass I've been.
Yes.
When are you going to marry him?
When are you going to marry Shervenka?
I'll know tonight.
Good. If when I get to the Café Russe I see you with her, I'll understand. And in that case, I think it will be just as well if you never speak to me again.
Stephanie!
Run along now. Ladislav is a prince, and hates to be kept waiting.
Oh, he does he? Well, I know something your prince has been waiting for, and when he gets it, he'll think the whole damned world has crowned him.
Luella! Quick!
What was he raving about?
Me!
He's got a nerve.
I hope you will forgive me. I know why you've kept this all these years. Here, help me.
My mother's ball gown?
Wear it tonight.
Please. Oh, yes, you must.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Of course you could.
Gorgeous. Nope. Too gorgeous. A princess should wear a thing like that.
A princess is going to wear it.
Quit your kidding. A real princess?
My dear, it all means very little in these days. But my mother, who was the Grand Duchess, wore that at the last court ball ever given in St. Petersburg.
Is my face purple?
If I were the niece of a Grand Duke, and if it were my mother's ball dress, I could not wait to try it on.
Shall I?
Yes!
I've always wanted to see you dressed as you should be.
When I was a little girl, I used to put on a train just to see how it would feel to be grown up and to go to grand affairs like my older sister. That time never came.
That's why you must do it tonight.
Yes, you must.
You have to wear it.
We'd love to see you just once, as you really should be.
All right, put it on.
Shoes. I'm going for shoes.
Wait. I brought shoes.
Beautiful. Simply beautiful.
And the headdress.
Thank you. sure John will be here?
Sure, he's coming with Huck.
What a fool I was to quarrel with him.
Oh, I don't know. Every time you quarrel with him, you're nice to me.
You're a dear to come along. I promise you it's the last time. I hope we don't miss him.
Well, the man isn't exactly a midget.
Only in the head.
I'm never going to lose my temper with John again.
Just be halfway decent to him when he tries to make up.
Oh, well, I suppose he has suffered enough. For one night.
And we had to handle how else can and what you gonna do? Is it up to her or is it up to you? What kind of game is this you begun? Was it done just for fun? You have necked till you're wrecked. Won't you tell her what you expect? Is this to be a case of falling glad you fell? Kiss and never tell, folly and farewell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
Highness, at last you honor us. Prince Ladislav is always promising to bring you.
Pardon me, Mr. Kent. This is my table.
Ladislav, there's someone over there trying to speak to you.
Excuse me, Stephanie.
Please be seated, Princess.
Princess?
Princess is quite correct. Have some more blini.
Mother, would you mind lending me your wrap? I seem to feel a draft over my shoulder.
Sit down, John.
Where's my Simpson?
He's been promoted.
So, you've made a fool of me.
I hope not.
You're married?
Not yet.
Then what's all this princess business?
I was born that way.
What?
And I don't believe in cousins getting married.
Ladislav's your cousin. Gee, that's swell. Well, my little partner, a princess, I won't know how to behave or talk to you now.
You were destined for purple hue thrones.
Come on, John.
You were fashioned for princes to see.
What does that mean?
Gee, darling, I think you are
Από την Αμερικανο-Ιρλανδο-Βρετανική ηχογράφηση του 2014 υπό την μπαγκέτα του Rob Berman, απολαύσαμε σήμερα τη δεύτερη πράξη της Ρομπέρτα, ολοκληρώνοντας το αφιέρωμά μας στο ξεχασμένο αυτό, μέχρι πρότινος τουλάχιστον, διαμάντι του Jerome Kern, καθώς διώχνουμε και τον τελευταίο καπνό από τα μάτια, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από τον Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Υπόκληση.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied something here inside cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. love.